Hello, this is DJ Carrot Stick and Jean on scene. She's going to be here in a second. We're trying to get everything set up.
And you've got DJ Lawn Chair.
Yeah, we also have DJ Lawn Chair here. So,
hey, hi, DJ Lawn Chair.
Hi.
Let me turn you on. Are you on? Should be on.
Hi.
Oh, wait, wrong mic.
I'm on mic 4. Happy.
Hold on, I don't have everybody on. Okay.
I have to change the profile.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. You only have CDs. Yeah, so don't worry. You can turn those off and we'll change.
Okay, sorry for... So, you're listening to Radio 10 right now. We're going to be here for 2 hours, so...
And we'll take your request.
Yeah.
We're on WMFO.
Yeah.
Radio 10 Gmail. Okay, sorry.
Drink a dog. Okay. Okay, so I have a few songs right now, and then we'll get into more of DJ Lawn Chair stuff and Jean on Scenes. So the first song I have for you today is Have You Ever Seen the Rain? So let me get that for you.
That was awesome.
So this is our usual spot is Friday at 6 o'clock.
6 a.m.
And you might have heard Jean on scene yesterday.
God, it seems like 1,000 years ago, but yes. So DJ Lawn Chair, tell us a little bit about Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us a story about that.
I don't have any stories about Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, okay.
About that.
Okay, the next song is Billy Joel. Yeah, we still... the next one is Piano Man.
Ooh.
Yeah, so let's play that.
Mm-hmm. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Oh, la 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 di di da, la la di di da di da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.
Yeah, it's Saturday night.
Yeah, so...
if you guys have any requests, this is Radio 10. We're on WMFO, Radio 10 at gmail.com.
Are you on?
No. I'm Mike
4. I have Mike 4 on.
Mike 4.
Do you hear her?
I can hear her.
Okay. Maybe it's just my headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, so then...
Any stories about Billy Joel?
Well, I do one story I heard about that song, as a matter of fact. That was song was made from, at one point in his career... I don't know whether he was fighting with his record company or what the deal was, but basically he wasn't making albums, so he couldn't because he was under contract with them. So he went to work at a piano bar under the name of Bill Martin.
Wow.
And that's what this song is supposedly about, is him playing at that bar.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next song is Rocket Man, one of my favorites, by Eaton John. So let's
Elton John.
Elton John.
Eaton, Elton, it's all the same.
Sorry, it's the computer's far away.
And it's Sir Elton John.
Oh, is it Sir?
Okay, let's play that so we don't have to listen to him. No, I'm just kidding.
She packed my bag.
I was just kidding.
Brief flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, John? A knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind. Writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver.
Silver Hammer.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Okay, the next one is one of my favorites. If you've been listening for a while, it's Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel. I love my Billy Joel.
Yeah. Anything about this song?
Nope.
Is this the one where he's in Risky Business and he slides around in his socks?
No, that's Bob Seger.
Oh.
That's old-time rock and roll.
Oh, wow. I got that one wrong.
Ken, what's
we'll have it? To show you the video for you to get it.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires?
how you're gonna cruise the Miracle Mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Hello.
That's pretty awful.
I also still can't hear you.
I'm on mic two.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. And next we're going to a song that I've heard controversy on. Some people love it. Some people say it's the worst song ever made.
Really? Who says that? Am I on? It's mic two.
Can you hear her, DJ? Launcher, say something.
Mic two, I'm on mic two.
I don't think I hear her through the headphones, no.
Okay, I might just be talking to myself.
No, that's cool.
I don't think they can hear you anyways. Okay, so it's Africa by Toto, yay. Oh, wait, I didn't put the volume on.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, yeah, here I am. So, DJ, wait a minute. DJ Carrot Stick, why is there controversy over this song?
I don't know. I personally love it, but some people are saying like it's the worst song ever.
No, I think this might have something to do with the lyrics or something. I don't know, because I've heard the same thing, that there's controversy, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, geez.
Like, to me, I love this song, but some people, like, start chasing me around when I say Africa Toto.
What?
Yeah. And then some people don't even know what it is.
Okay. Chasing you around. Wow. That sounds pretty hardcore. Does that happen to you, DJ Lawnchair?
Nope.
No.
Okay, let's play it.
Yeah, let's play it.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
I didn't hear anything controversial. Controversial.
Yeah, I don't think that's a word. So we're going to have a trivia question.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So you call in at...
Where is that?
Call in at 855-915-9636.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Again, 855-915-9636. And the trivia question is...
What do we get?
You get a sticker and a button?
I think I have candy, too, so...
Okay, yeah, let's not give candy to strangers.
They're not children. Yeah. Okay,
I know, but still.
Okay, no candy. I'm sending you candy.
Okay, so... Yeah,
what's the trivia question? Yeah.
Who was the youngest president to die? Yeah. So after this next song, Blackbird, we'll see if anyone has called in.
Okay, cool. Wait. DJ Lawnchair, do you have anything on your end?
Nope.
Did you see anything controversial about Toto?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for your input.
No problem.
All right.
Let's play it. So call in. Yeah. Again, it's 855-915-9636.
Sure.
Again, okay. 855-915-9636.
Okay.
So call in and we'll get, and if you get it right, it's a sticker and a button for you. Yay.
Yeah.
So let's play it.
Radio 10.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
So we have our first caller, and Gene on Scene's on the phone with them right now, so we'll get that sorted out. Whoever it is, we'll get a nice sticker and button.
It's Ellen. Ellen from Medford called in, and she's...
Ellen in Medford has got the trivia question right. The youngest president to die was John F. Kennedy. So, yeah, Ellen's going to get a nice Radio 10 sticker and button in the mail soon.
Have a great day.
So, the next song is...
Ellen Medford, congrats!
Yeah. So, the next song is Perm by Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah, because it's Saturday night.
Okay, let's get...
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head done so you could just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we trying to have a good sound tonight. Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
It's my birthday.
No, it's not.
But I still look good, though.
How come? How?
I bet you want an autograph. Woo. You and your friends. Gotta do it in the penthouse. That's why I keep my pen. What you can't dance? Shoulders up.
follow these simple instructions. You ready? You need to activate your sex.
Activate your sex.
Silky smooth and snap.
Silky smooth and snap.
Now lean with it.
Lean.
Throw a little sheen in it.
Sheen.
Then pat, pat, pat till it's flat. One more time. You need to activate your sex.
Activate your sex.
Silky smooth and snap.
Silky smooth and snap.
Now lean with it.
Lean.
Throw a little sheen. You gotta relax. Ooh, ooh, let me show you what you got to do. You gotta lay it back. Matter of fact, yeah, show how to lay it back. Show how to lay it back. Show how to lay it back now. Ow. Show how to lay it back right now.
That was Perm by Bruno Mars. So if any of you people out there have requests and really want to tell us, you can call in
at
855-915-9636. Again, 855-915-9636. And get your trivia skills ready, because we're going to have another trivia question coming up at 7. So, yeah.
Yeah. Happy Saturday.
Shout out to Ellen if she's still listening.
Yeah, congrats. Yay. You did a great job.
Yeah, that was a really easy question. I just came up with it on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
DJ Lawnchair is going to think of one. And Bruno Mars, I love him. He actually started off as an Elvis impersonator, and he was so young. I want to say 3, but if you...
He was three.
I don't know, 3, 4, but he was adorable. So if you, like, Google that, like, Bruno Mars, Elvis impersonator, you get this, like, he's, like, adorable doing Elvis.
So you're saying he was an Elvis impersonator when he was a toddler?
When he was little, yeah. Amazing, right?
Okay.
I think it's amazing. I think he's amazing.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're gonna regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no. devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread, fella picking out dough. Granny, we a dog fight, no child, no."
Yeah. Okay, that was "The Devil Went Down to Georgia."
Yeah, tell us about that song, DJ Lawnchair.
I don't know. It's just a Charlie Daniels song.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the next song is "Give Me Three Steps" by Lloyd Snyder.
I don't know everything about every song.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
do you know
let's
anything
play
about
it.
Leonard Skinner?
Thank you. drugs. Swishes make my throat hurt. Rolling up CBs in the side for me. Light them up and let them both burn. Family feud, saying mom's confused. I for sure she doesn't wanna learn. But daddy's gone, say he's never home. And wishing only makes it worse. I guess there's certain dreams that you gotta keep. Cause they'll only know what you let them say. And all the things that I know that your parents don't. They don't care like I do. Nowhere like I do. And all the things that I know that your parents don't. They don't care like I do. Saturday night, like Ray Silverado. You drive it cause you have to. Stay up working late at a job you hate. And fix your makeup in a dirty bathroom. No more love in the dark clubs. Know what you gotta do. You got plans wrapped in rubber bands. And that's the only thing you never lose. I guess there's certain dreams that you gotta keep. Cause they'll only know what you let them say. And all the things that I know that your parents don't. They don't care like I do. Nowhere like I do. And all the things that I know that your parents don't. They don't care like I do. Nowhere like I do. Nowhere like I do. Cause I care about you. There's nowhere I'd rather be than right here around. I care.
We got golden fingers and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Rock and roll!
Elvis would do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? On the cover of the Rolling
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Okay, the time has come to start our trivia question.
Yeah, now, we're doing a lot of death tonight.
Yeah, so if you call in at the number 855-915-9636, again, 855-915-9636, you can win yourself a limited edition Radio 10 sticker and button.
Yeah.
Never seen before. Never. On TV.
Not on TV, that's for sure. So let's go to DJ Lawnchair and let's hear what the trivia question is.
All right, this next trivia question is all about Elvis.
Yay.
Whose birthday is coming up this Tuesday, January 8th.
Yes, happy birthday, Elvis.
Although this isn't celebrating Elvis's birth, this is exactly the opposite.
Aww, poor Elvis.
The trivia question is, in which American city was Elvis discovered dead in 1977?
The worst day of my life.
So the first caller that can answer that trivia question will win a Radio 10 button and sticker.
Limited edition.
I love it.
So why don't we play an Elvis song to celebrate his birthday?
Okay. I like that.
You came to the right place. Looking for trouble? Just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green. Mess around with me. Sundown, I love Kingston with my guitar up my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. And for the next 3 weeks, I went to hunt them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picket would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded boat. I bumped on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story them all-night beers. You know there ain't no room around here for a guitar man. So I slept in the hobo jungle. I rode 1,000 miles to track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar, man. Show them, son.